our elections are the envy of the world.
It's critically important that we not make any mistakes tonight.
We made a small mistake. We called Michigan when we meant Mississippi.
You have to retract it.
I wonder if maybe it's not necessary to retract it.
I didn't realize that you were president of the Oxford Union.
Cambridge. I was president of the Cambridge Union. I need you to change my Wikipedia page.
It's funny the things people try to control when they feel like they're not in control.
You're going to be a named defendant by Jerry Dantana.
He's suing me for giving him a bad job recommendation?
It's a strategy. Say what you want to say to me.
What?
Fire me. You're the only one who can do it.
I think your resignation should be accepted immediately.
Then why don't you?
My mom says I can't.
You have to keep trying. Tomorrow's too late.
You think I'm not firing you because it would make me look bad?
Give me a break, Billy. It's not like you're indifferent.
You're fired. End of the broadcast. Please don't tell anyone.
I want to make sure there's absolutely no confusion. You would go on the record. We would use your name. I want more. I want a quote. I'm going to handcuff you this thing.
Did he just say a big prize but no surprise?
Yeah.
He'll be kicking himself for that.
All right. Well, we've got a decision to make here, and I'll give you a heads up either way. Thank you, and good luck tonight. It's as confirmed as anything has ever been. Two GOP congressmen we can quote and identify. Two senior DOJ sources we can identify as two senior DOJ sources.
You want me?
Yeah.
All right, I can explain.
Nope.
Oh, explain what? Doesn't matter.
Here's what's happening. Brody in California made a statement this morning when the polls opened condemning Todd Akin.
It's a tight race. We figure he saw internal numbers suggesting he needed a bigger cushion with women 18 to 55.
So he went on a local morning show and slid in a condemnation of Akin. But 2 hours ago, Maggie found a Brody quote in a Students for America publication from 1990.
It's a sad fact, but women cry rape to avoid embarrassment, to exact revenge, or just to draw attention. If we have rape exceptions to abortion laws, women could now cry rape to terminate an innocent life. We should be able to look past the mendacity. Children are conceived by love, not by rape.
How did you find that?
Prayer and clean living.
Seriously, how did you find that?
It's my job.
It's my job, too, but I didn't
find that.
No,
you didn't.
Knock it off.
So, Don calls Brody's chief of staff to get a comment.
John Webb.
And Webb says...
Give him a little time. He might be able to feed us a better story in exchange for holding the SFA quote till after the election.
What's the better story? David Petraeus is going to resign on Thursday.
He's been having an affair with a lieutenant colonel in the reserve.
So the question is, which story do we run? Because it's one or the other.
It's not even a contest.
Petraeus. Wait.
It's 6 in the West. The polls are still open. People are coming home from work.
Almost 40% of the votes in Brody's district are cast between 5 and 8.
I know, and I fully appreciate that, but this is a special circumstance.
No, it's not.
Let me make my case. We're under siege. If we break this Petraeus story 2 days before everyone else, it will, one, distract from our own problems, and two, earn us back some credibility and goodwill.
Does the Petraeus story provide any information a voter should have before they punch a ballot?
It does not.
Does it do anyone any good if we report the Brody quote tomorrow instead of tonight?
It would help Brody out, but...
Call your guy back and tell him thanks, but no thanks. We'll report that Petraeus is resigning when Petraeus resigns. Right?
Yeah.
Don?
I'm agreeing. Do I have to be happy about it?
Put the Brody package together for me to approve. I want to get it on the air in 15 minutes.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Here's how things are looking right now just after the 9 p.m. closings. Governor Romney is ahead with 152 electoral votes, the president's 123. No projections right now in Arizona, New Mexico.
Running ballots in Racine, Wisconsin. Elliot's got it, and then throws it to D.C.
Last two states. Elliot, right now, President Obama has a lead in Wisconsin, but we're hearing there are voting problems.
Yeah, they've run out of ballots in Racine, Wisconsin, and they've got to get some sort of last-minute ballot supply.
Taylor Warren, is that a good sign for the president in Wisconsin?
It's a very good sign. Racine, the whole Rust Belt area of the state, is a very big sweet spot for the president.
Coming to you, James. That is up for Colorado.
We're going to start with Florida.
Take James of Florida.
Let's bring in Jane Barrow on our panel in D.C. Jane, what are you guys seeing in Florida?
There's an interesting dynamic in that battleground state right now, and I'd like to go to our panel.
All right, New York's on an eight-minute break. Don't anyone go too far.
All right, turnout, the ground game.
You're talking to me?
I wasn't really talking to anyone.
I think you just described the rest of your life.
How are you doing?
A group called Stand By Our Troops submitted a petition to AWM demanding Charlie and I be fired. They got 20,000 signatures, 6.5 times the size of my hometown.
I saw.
Another group called Concerned Citizens for Truth got 50,000 signatures. We hired a polling firm to gauge trust.
And?
Nobody trusts us. Men, women, over 49, under 49, Republicans, Democrats. Our lack of credibility is immune to demographics. The op-eds won't stop. They're getting worse. And I'm concerned this is finally what's going to kill Charlie Skinner.
Schadenfreude's been made very convenient.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to seem like I'm circling, but I'm setting up a media consulting firm, and I wanted to get your blessing to approach Jim Harper.
About what?
About joining the firm. He hates me, but if I only worked with people who like me, I'd have to make my dog, Howard, a partner.
I'm lost.
There's going to be a land rush as soon as you guys announce. There's a lot of talent here.
Jim just renewed his contract a few months ago.
It's in the air supply around here that senior staff is resigning over Genoa.
Charlie's resigning and I'm resigning, but as of 1:35 this morning, Leon Lansing won't even accept our resignations. Where did you hear senior staff was resigning?
Maybe I shouldn't say.
Where did you hear that?
From the senior staff. I make friends everywhere I go.
I want the senior staff in the studio right now.
We have 7 minutes.
Right
back.
Now.
The mood here is still upbeat. They like the internal exits they're seeing.
They're not troubled that Obama isn't losing in a single state he needs to win.
They like what
they're seeing in Ohio and Florida.
What are they seeing?
Honey, I'm starting to get funny looks from people here. They know I'm Skyping with ACN.
You're Skyping with me. No one can
see or hear us.
Hey, Helen.
Hey, Maggie.
Will wants senior staff in the studio.
I'll be right there.
It's mostly the bloggers who don't want me helping out old media.
You know, why don't you tell new media that old media's got a combined audience of about 80 million tonight?
I will, but new media will probably respond by saying that the report you just gave about Racine, Wisconsin running out of ballots came off Twitter.
Then you should reply by telling new media to bite me, my accountability and professionalism.
Can you get someone else to do this?
By the way, a little while ago we called the Michigan First for Dan Beneshek. If you were thinking of posting something about it, I'd hold off.
Why?
I accidentally called the wrong race. I meant Mississippi.
You didn't retract it?
Our decision desk is 100% confident he's going to win.
Then why can't you call it?
They're not confident enough.
You should really retract it.
If you were us tonight, would you retract something you didn't absolutely have to?
No.
I'm going all in on Beneshek.
Hang on.
They're waiting for me in the studio.
I think she cut her own hair.
Tonight's really not the
cutting night. Off your own hair.
That's alarming.
Any chance this can wait?
No.
Jim's on his way.
I'd like to announce something in the meantime. I was supposed to donate a signed copy of my book for the Sandy auction, and I went to see my parents last weekend and forgot to leave the book. Gary, meaning well, signed a copy of the book, forging my signature and writing the inscription.
In German?
Almost.
In German, the words for enjoy and shred are a lot alike.
They're nothing alike, but that's not the point.
Take your time getting to the point, because as you can see, nothing else is happening right now.
We've got 5 minutes.
We do not have 5 minutes. The producers don't have 5 minutes.
My point is that someone bought the book for a lot of money, and Neil's dropping everything to help me find out who it was so that I can give him or her a real signed copy of the book. So if there's anyone who was at the fundraiser or maybe knows the person who...
Excuse me. You're dropping everything?
No, I'm still very much doing my job. Except for right now.
And when I'm trying to fix a Wikipedia page.
Oh, forget that. Drop it. Stupid.
Everybody's here?
Yes. Let's go around the room and everybody tell something about themselves.
Do you need to go back to the control
yes.
room? Go. I don't know what the hell you guys are thinking about doing, but you're not doing it. Last night, Charlie Mack and I offered our resignations to Mrs. Lansing. She refused to accept them, believing that the right thing to do was to stand by us. Charlie is working hard on Reese to get him to change his mother's mind. The reason, whole reason, we're trying to resign is to allow the rest of you to continue to do what we started without the burden of Genoa. Elliot would take my job, Don would take Max, Sloan would anchor 10 o'clock, and Jim would be her EP. So, I don't want to hear any more rumors about the rest of you resigning. Is that clear?
No.
It's not clear?
No, it's clear. We're saying no.
No to what?
If Leona accepts your resignations, we're resigning too. Everyone who's involved with Genoa.
I'm not going to accept your resignations.
Due respect, but if Leona accepts yours, you're not going to be in a position...
We gave you a bad story. It's our responsibility. There are principles of... principle here in character and responsibility.
Who put all this in your head?
You did.
Now, can we go back to work? You expect me to get choked up?
Meeting's over. 2 minutes back.
I think you insulted them a little by not assuming they'd stand behind you and Charlie and Matt.
Why do you think that?
Because you insulted me a little.
Charlie!
Well,
oh,
thank
hi.
You very much, Jane.
Excuse me. Oh, Charlie. Charlie, a woman in Mesa, Arizona ran over her husband with their car because he didn't vote for Romney.
Can I have a moment?
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
He's in the hospital. They're in a parking lot. She was chasing him around a light pole. He tried to make a run for it, and she pinned him at the curb. Here's what I find strange about this. First of all, it's not like the husband voted for Obama. He didn't vote for Romney. He didn't vote. And second, isn't Romney going to win the vote in Arizona by like 200% anyway?
No, but you don't think the strange part is the wife driving over her husband with a car.
Well, she's pregnant.
Where are you getting this from?
Twitter.
All right. Can I have just a second?
Sure.
A decision has to be made before the court clerk's office opens at 9 tomorrow. I appreciate everything you said last night.
Was it high last night?
I know you told us.
Then I got a good night's sleep and an early morning swim and a full day's work. And then I changed and came here and got high again.
God damn it.
It's marketing. They got stash. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I think they grow their own in, like, the Galapagos Islands or something. You know, but I want to get the Allman Brothers back together.
Rebecca says it's your intention to sue us if we resign.
Breach of contract, yes. Hey, you want some champagne?
No. For 2 months, there's been a mob shouting for our resignations, and the mob is right.
Are you sure they're not just loud?
It doesn't matter. They'll keep shouting until Will and I leave the building. And if we don't leave the building, what will that do to everyone else?
From what I understand, if I accept your resignations, there won't be anyone left except the D.C. Bureau, because those guys want your job.
Will and I will convince senior staff to stay. I'm not worried about that. Here's why. You have to let Dantana's lawyers know you're going to settle before papers are filed.
A diary will be made available to any reporter who wants to read it.
Which will be every reporter.
Internal operations of ACN.
And AWM. And that diary will be written by lawyers whose only objective is to make us look silly.
I don't feel silly. You want to split a piece out.
Can you understand me right now?
Well, when you speak at that volume, I think everyone can.
I drove them into this fucking nightmare. I led, they followed, and it's like I led them to Cape Fear, because everyone we've pissed off, every congressman, every reporter, every citizen journalist made to embarrass Diary.
You know who I am.
Reese agrees with us.
Oh, the irony that it's come down to you and Reese agreeing.
Your son and I seldom
agree. You disrespect him, Charlie.
He's given me reasons to, but
no,
I don't want to talk about
it. No, he hasn't. He's given you reasons to disagree with him, but not to disrespect him.
Well, we're not disagreeing now. He's thinking very clearly about this. He's being a smart executive, and now is exactly the right time to listen to him.
Well, I'm doing a lot more than listening to him. I'm letting him make the decision.
You are?
Yeah.
You want to come?
Reese is making the decision. We're not to take a walk.
Why?
clear his head.
And then
maybe get a panini.
And then why are you letting Reese make the decision?
Because I'm not really sure if Elizabeth Windsor is the world's greatest mom. Why doesn't she just give her son the throne? On the other hand, I think being queen is what keeps her alive. Yeah, but doesn't she want to be alive to see her son be king? Except that that's not how it works. It was prince by birth, king by death. Yet,
do you have any idea what you're talking about right now?
I don't know. But I want to see how Reese handles.
He's already told us how he's going to... Okay. Okay. I'm relieved.
I can tell.
Enjoy the party.
I'm sorry. Are you all right?
I'm sorry.
It was my fault. I wasn't looking. Did I hurt you?
No, I'm fine.
Have we met? You look familiar.
I'm Maggie Jordan's roommate.
Sure.
I'm Lisa.
Lisa. I'm sorry. Lisa, are you all okay? Okay.
Oh, Mr. Skinner, could I ask you a favor? Would you mind not mentioning to Jim Harper that I'm working up here tonight?
Yeah, sure. Why would I mention this to Jim? Oh, because you guys were... Got it.
Thank you.
We're ready to make an important projection at 9:25. With 27% of the vote counted, ACN is projecting that Pennsylvania will be won by the president.
Pennsylvania, a crucial battleground state, which was won by the president 4 years ago, will stay in his Congress. Susanna Marquez is on the scene for us at Obama headquarters in Chicago. Susanna, was this much of a surprise where you are?
Well, they're not surprised, but they're certainly relieved. This was a state President Obama was determined to hold against a late push from Governor Romney to take it. There's also something instructive in these numbers. According to senior campaign officials I've been speaking to all day, a big part of the reason they did well with the state was the high African-American turnout. And that's a pattern they said they've been seeing in a number of states today.
But of course, the night is early, and we'll have much more later.
Will?
Thank you, Susanna Marquez. We'll be hearing
battleground
more
update
as the night moves on. Checking in with our other battleground states in Florida, with 84% of the vote in, the race is as close as it gets, with a 50-49 lead. It looks like about...
It's close.
Hit refresh.
It just got closer. 657 votes.
In the state of Massachusetts, ACN is projecting that Democratic candidate...
Very busy now, Jim.
Okay, see you one second.
I'll have to shield my eyes.
It's a very hard-fought race, one for the national
spotlight. You're not allowed to see other networks.
Just look down. Aim your gaze at the floor. The Michigan first is getting tighter. Banaschek is only up by 600 votes.
657. There was a moment in the race when it was 1-0, right?
Not yes, but...
And then the second vote got counted.
You're still confident he's going to win?
Yes.
And you're just as confident he's going to win.
51-49 red. Or, if you want to be more exact...
I do.
50.6 to 49.4.
That's literally as close as a race can be.
That's why we haven't called it.
We did call it.
You called it. What's the abbreviation for Michigan? M-I. What's the abbreviation for Mississippi? M-I-S-S.
Okay, you're not here as an abbreviation expert.
I'm 100% confident in those abbreviations.
Go back in your lair.
Jim.
Yeah.
Rachel Corey is on the phone and wants to talk to you. She's a pollster with the Benishek campaign in the Michigan First. Here it comes.
Tim, will you transfer that call to Maggie's line?
Yeah.
This is Jim Harper.
Jim, this is Rachel Corey with Dan Benishek's campaign in Michigan.
Congratulations!
That's why I'm on the phone. ACN called the race a while ago, but no one else has.
Well, I can't speak for the other networks, but ACN has the congressman holding a seat.
Our numbers show he's only up by 600 votes.
657.
632.
What the hell's going on, Jim? Do I send my guy out to make a victory speech?
I would.
Look, I don't want to kick you guys when you're down, but you haven't had the most awesome history of being right lately.
Well, first, you can't bounce the words history and lately off each other in the same sentence. Also, in my entire time here covering national elections, ACN hasn't missed a single call.
How many elections have you been there for?
This is my second.
Did we win the election or not?
You did.
Then why has no one else called it?
You're forcing me to brag, but it may just be that we have better people working the numbers.
You won't be offended if we wait until someone else has called it, will you?
No, ma'am. I am a little offended.
Even though you're lying.
She doesn't know that.
We've got a problem upstairs.
At the party?
The guests were supposed to hand over their phones and someone didn't because they tweeted a picture.
There are people up there who are hearing information we don't want leaked. And also, this is a shot of Charlie on the floor with broken champagne glasses, which isn't the best optic for us right now. I don't have the muscle to get security.
Yes, Lisa. Kneeling on the floor, that's Lisa.
That is Lisa.
If she didn't want you to know she was here tonight, she's been working for a caterer to earn extra money.
Why didn't she want me to know she was here?
This is where I'm going to check out. Someone upstairs has a phone and they're using it.
You know, it might be a good time for you guys to patch things up.
You really think this is a good time?
What if none of us are here tomorrow? $5.99.
Checking back in with our analyst, Taylor. You've been looking over the exits and working your phone. Tell us what you're seeing and hearing.
We are seeing movement in Florida. The last exit polls showed Mitt Romney up by 3. The latest show the president up by 1. So that's a fluid race. But senior campaign sources in Boston are telling me they like the precinct breakdown.
Romney people still feeling good about Florida?
Take us to
Florida and Ohio.
And hopefully we'll be able to bring those calls to you soon. But right now what we know is that Pennsylvania, the first of the big contested states.
Play in, stand by an emergency.
Standing.
Stay tuned for more of ACN's continuing coverage of election night 2012.
We're out.
2 minutes back.
That's two, no change. Well, we're ready to call the House for the Republicans.
All right, I'll take care of things out here. You do it in there.
Take care of what things?
Come sit in this chair.
Why?
When we come back from commercial, you're going to call the House for the Republicans and go to Sloan for the breakdown.
Where are you going?
I'm taking a break.
We're on that. It'll be 1 minute coming back.
What do you mean you're taking...
I want our audience to get used to seeing you break big news.
That's not going to be necessary.
Take the chair.
No.
Then there's going to be a camera pointed at an empty chair.
Oh, fuck.
Will?
Don?
Yeah?
We're going to cool the house after the break.
Yeah, we've got Boehner, Cantor, and Pelosi, but we have to wait in line for a while, so you'll need to vamp.
You'll need to vamp. I'm going to step out of the room.
60 seconds back.
What?
You've got your cards, you've got your producers, you've got Elliot at the deck.
What's happening right now?
We just want to show Reese and Leonie you guys are good at this.
You guys are good at this.
See you in 8 minutes.
The Republicans are keeping the house. Let's get that graphic up.
GO 445, standing.
Elliot?
I'm here.
You're going to ask Sloan how we're able to make that call?
Copy.
Sloan, most of the competitive house races were in...
States where polls closed at 8. Republicans were ahead in 12, Democrats in 3, and that's how we're able to call it. You copy?
This is getting out of hand.
Ah, don't worry about that right now, okay?
Copy.
Welcome back, and we are ready to make a big call. ACN's ready to project that the Republican Party will be the majority party in the House of Representatives for at least 2 more years.
That's not so good.
ACN is projecting at this time that the Republicans we'll hold on to the majority in the House. We'll be speaking with Majority Leader Eric Cantor in just a moment. But before we do, Sloan Sabbath, you've been reviewing all the information as far as the House is concerned. You've been speaking with our decision desk. How are we able to call them?
Well, Elliot, the Democrats needed a net gain of 25 seats to take the House. And 20 of the most competitive races closed at 8. You know, we've seen enough.
I was wrong to think the reason you weren't firing me was vanity. I was wrong to think the reason you weren't firing me was that it would look bad. I'm sorry for that.
You want your job back?
I don't think it'll make that much difference now. Charlie told me Leanne is letting Reese make the decision.
Yeah.
I tried to explain it my first day here. The second I saw you, do you remember? I was hung up on him because he'd rejected me. That's normal. I liked that he hated I was dating you.
We weren't just dating.
Later. We weren't just dating later. At the beginning we were, though. And I was using you to get... you know. And then I fell in love with you. And I never saw him again. And if I hadn't told you, you'd never have known.
So why did you tell me?
If I had to do it over again, I wouldn't, but... I'd never been in a relationship as serious as ours. I thought it was what I was supposed to do.
You sure you didn't tell me because you wanted to break up?
Oh, fuck you.
It's a reasonable...
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure you're not just a massive bag of douche? Because let me tell you something. It's just plain weird that you were prepared to marry me, You bought a ring, but were unwilling to read any of my emails or answer any of my calls.
Yeah, I'm sorry for this, but the ring was a practical joke. You were having the staff vet me. Remember, I knew you were going to find the offer from when we were together for me to do something in the West Coast. I knew you were going to come into the office waving it and saying, aha, you were never as serious as you said, because if you were, you'd have told me about a job you were considering on the other side of the country. And that's what happened.
You know, I heard the ring was a practical joke. And then I didn't hear anything after that.
It wasn't a joke, it was a rejoinder. You
took out a ring and showed it to me as proof that your intention had been to marry me.
I had bought the ring that morning. It's Scott's assistant.
Your agent's assistant went to Tiffany's and bought the ring that morning.
Yes, I'm sorry, and you were never supposed to know, so I get the irony, and I am really sorry.
That ring had to have cost $250,000.
I'm not really sure. We returned it that afternoon. I asked them to get a nice one. You once described a ring you saw in a movie.
Okay.
Mac.
You know, no kidding. I'm going to step away.
Hang on.
No, but the thing is, I'm serious. I feel like I'm going to hit you, and you have to be back on the air, so I have
to
step away.
To
I'm worried that I am, and I'm the executive producer of the
show. I can defend my...
Stand on the other side of the room.
This is stupid.
There is a reasonable chance, a credible threat, that I'm going to hit you. And I don't want you to have a bloody lip when we come back from commercial. That should make sense to you.
Like I said, if I ever thought there was a chance you'd find out...
You just told me! I brutally hurt you, and that's a fact, and facts don't change. But in my lifetime, I've never done it intentionally.
I'm sorry.
Recap the house and then look at Colorado when we come back.
Yeah.
Did you find out anything?
Yes. A woman at the auction management company was moved by your story and a little concern about going to jail for fraud, so she was happy to fax over the name and contact information of the person who bought the forged book, but you're not going to be happy.
Was it bought by an inmate? I have a small, slightly disturbed following among white-collar criminals.
The book was bought by Sidney Falco.
I don't know who that is.
It's Tony Curtis. Sidney Falco is a character from Sweet Smell of Success.
The highest bid was anonymous?
All the bids are anonymous. Joe Gillis is Sunset Boulevard. Walter Knapp from Double Indemnity. Archibald Craven from The Secret Garden.
I don't understand this at all.
Someone wanted to create the impression of a bidding war.
The total of nobody bid on the book.
Except Sidney Falco from Sweet Smell of Success, who for some reason bid himself up with other fictional characters. Who cares? Someone gave $1,000 to Sandy Relief and they think they have your signature.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
You're at the bottom.
There are clues here.
I don't think so.
There could be clues.
There aren't. And you don't want to start looking for anagrams.
I'm looking for anagrams of Sidney Falco and Sweet Smell of Success.
Okay.
I got your text.
I decided to countersue Jerry.
Of course.
I'm fighting back.
What are you suing him for?
To fight back.
I meant exactly what are you suing
him for.
You ready? I'm sorry?
I said you ready?
Give it to me.
Intentional affliction of emotional distress.
How do you even know?
I Googled it. There are four elements.
One, he acted intentionally.
By doctoring the tape.
Two, his conduct was extreme and outrageous.
He doctored the tape.
Three, you suffered distress.
I am in extreme distress.
And four, his act caused your distress.
He doctored the motherfucking tape, Rebecca.
You sound upset.
Do I? He doctored the tape, and he gets to sue us? I gave him a bad job recommendation because he doctored the tape, and he gets to sue me? The people who want tort reform, you know, they got a point.
Yes.
The things you're allowed to sue for and be taken seriously, and so we come face to face with just how stupid lawyers worry we are.
I lost you in the middle of that.
You know what it says on a box of chocolate pudding mix? Caution. Pudding will get hot when heated. Go to a hotel. You know what it says on the shower cap in the bathroom? Fits one head.
You wear a shower cap?
I read. And I'm dying to know the suit that prompted lawyers to insist on the shower cap directions. Look at the box your iron came in. It says, warning, do not iron clothes while wearing them. Do we really have to slow down for these people?
Leon is leaving the decision to Reese.
Anna?
It's not what you wanted.
I don't know what I want. I want to keep doing the news. Here. With Elliot, for Charlie. I want to keep arguing with Mac and Will. I want Dan Tana to iron his clothes while wearing them.
Why don't I get another Grey Goose in the Rocks for $3?
Sure. And you can just bring me some more champagne if it hasn't all been soaked up by your clothes.
No, there's plenty more. Just soak them with you. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So only
15% of those in Charlie Skinner wasn't supposed to tell you I was here.
He didn't. Someone tweeted a picture of you on the floor.
The center of gravity on champagne glasses is too high.
That's what I've always said. And what happened to the old-fashioned ones from the movies?
They're too wet. They let the bubbles out. I'm working right now.
Yeah, Maggie said you were working for a caterer.
On the side. I used to work at the store. It was good seeing you.
I just have a minute. We're waiting for some sensitive information. I think Sherrod Brown's going to keep the seat, and it's looking like McCaskill's going to be Todd Aiken.
Do you know how frustrating this is?
Careful.
I want to kick your ass right now, but I can't because everyone else is. There's no room. So I have to feel bad for you instead.
If those are the only choices, I'd rather you kick my ass.
You don't get to decide. You know what?
I do.
Do you remember standing in front of me and swearing?
Yes.
Swearing that you didn't
have that
feeling. You know what I found out in that fucking YouTube video? You asked.
I don't think there's a way it could have been worse. Excuse me, Lisa. Is there a problem?
No.
It seems like there is because you're speaking rudely to a guest. And the incident earlier, that man was the president.
There's no problem. Considering the circumstance, you seem remarkably polite. On the other hand, one of your servers is tweeting pictures from the party, and you've signed a confidentiality agreement.
Well, if that's true, it's serious.
It is.
I'll take care of it. Lisa, please be working.
I'm coming. How do you know it's one of the servers?
Probably wasn't.
I have to go.
I meant it. When I stood in front of you, and when I swore, I meant it.
I believe you.
Do you?
Yes, it wasn't after you got to know me that you rejected me. Did you, Ben?
No, thank you, I'm Ben.
I didn't reject you.
And there isn't a way it could have been worse. Greg, you spent $3. Just at that point, my worst fear was realized.
Spiders.
You get a kick out of yourself, don't you?
I actually ordered this on the rocks.
My fault, okay.
She got the number of olives, right? She's making progress.
Who is that? I beg your pardon?
Jim.
I don't know what your worst fear is.
You think I'm stupid. And stop trying to make up for it by defending my honor to a guy you can obviously beat the shit out of.
Stop.
I can't.
Do you think I think you're stupid?
I have to circulate.
The whole time you thought that
I'm smart enough to know that I'm not smart enough.
For what?
You.
Yeah, stop walking.
Can we drop it?
Lisa. I don't get you.
Maggie's downstairs being a news producer. Your new girlfriend's in Boston covering a presidential candidate for her own website. And I'm up here passing out drinks.
You're working two jobs. You're thoughtful and you're authentic. And I have never seen you sneer at anyone or anything. There is, believe me, no one that you're not good enough for. And there is hardly anyone who's good enough for you, including, it turned out, me.
I'm about to turn 30.
And you could just as easily be someone's date here tonight or married to their black Amex.
You can make me laugh. I take a green one.
Did Maggie cut her own hair?
I don't speak to Maggie.
We live in the same apartment.
We have our own lives. Champagne?
Strictly speaking, champagne should be poured immediately after the bottle's been uncorked. But because you're very beautiful, I'll make an exception.
Yeah,
this
take
one.
The glass.
Maggie's in bad shape.
I don't care. I don't speak to Maggie.
Please change that policy.
No.
She's in bad shape.
Because you're dating the reporter from the bus? It's hard for me to say.
Not because of me. Because of Africa.
What do you mean? I don't care. Champagne?
They don't want champagne. Are you saying Maggie didn't tell you what happened in Uganda?
No. And again, I don't care. Did she get hurt? Did somebody... What are you saying?
You have to ask her. I can't tell you if she doesn't want you to know, but she wants you to know, so you have to ask her.
No.
Did she cut her own hair off?
There was hair on the bathroom floor.
We're going to make the Senate call in Missouri and Ohio, and we'll be throwing it to D.C. in 10 or 11 minutes.
Copy.
But if we're able to call Florida, or for that matter, the race, just send it back.
You're not going to let D.C. call the race?
Just send it back.
We'll try not to drop sarin gas on anyone while we do.
At the moment, the president is Mitt Romney.
If you've got something to say, Jane, you should say it to me, and not to the people in his control room who simply did what I told them to do and did it well.
And I have people here who could live without Genoa on their resume, so I'm not sure from where you get the nerve to insist that we'll call the race.
I get the nerve from my mother, but for the record, it was a DC producer who committed journalistic malpractice, and if I were you, I'd be going through every story he ever produced for you, frame by frame, to find out what else he's cooked along the way.
Good advice. Let me know if you have any recommendations for your job when I take Will's chair in New York.
It's Charlie Skinner, Jane. Send it back to New York when Mac tells you to.
Copy that.
The desk says go in Senate. We're ready to go in the Senate. McCaskill and Brown.
Because this is something that needs to be kept in mind. The entire world...
Sorry, we're going to make an important call. Two big races in the U.S. Senate. ACN is projecting that in Ohio, Sherrod Brown, the Democratic incumbent, will be reelected, and Claire McCaskill, the Democrat from Missouri, will keep her seat as well.
Elliot, what does that mean for the Senate?
It's now mathematically impossible for the Republicans to take control of the Senate, even if Romney wins tonight and Paul Ryan becomes a tiebreaker.
So we're projecting now that Harry Reid will stay in the majority leader's office. Taylor, should the Democrats be sending the Tea Party a basket of mini muffins and a thank you card for that?
I think the Democrats have a lot of gift baskets to hand out. Chris Christie, the media.
Okay. Hold the phone.
I can feel warmth about to happen.
What media are you talking about when you say media? Because there are a lot of us. ACN?
Yes.
Well, please continue.
I worked in the Romney press shop, and I can tell you that on average over the last 6 months, Newsnight did 14 negative stories about Republicans to every one negative story about Democrats.
If Republicans do 14 crazy things in a month, does that mean the unbiased thing to do would be for us to concoct 13 additional crazy Democrat stories?
Are we doing this now?
We're doing this.
Go to Monday.
Let me give you another statistic. Almost nobody.
No, we're going to St. Louis first.
Molly Sadler is with the McCaskill campaign at the Omni Convention Center. Molly, do I have to ask what the mood is there?
I would say the mood is jubilation, Will.
Is there a chance I can get you to ask Hattie a favor for me?
What's the favor?
I need her to post a story tonight, which I've already written about the effect the debates had on the outcome. In this story, she quotes Mac, who's identified both as the EP of Newsnight and the former president of the Cambridge Union.
That's the only way to get Wikipedia to change the entry.
Yeah.
Are you proud of your army of citizen journalists?
Have you called any more elections on your own?
No.
Just the one.
I'll ask her, but you know, she's a little busy and ethical.
I'd like to do this for Mac tonight, as a gift.
I'll do when I have a minute.
The left doesn't have a version of the Tea Party.
What's OWS?
There wasn't an OWS candidate on the ballot tonight. The left's crazy people hardly ever run for office, and when they do, they don't win.
Who's Alan West of the left? Who's Joe Walsh or Michelle Bach? But a 14-to-1 ratio of negative stories, and your takeaway is that there's a problem with the storyteller. What are your thoughts about that, Taylor Warren?
Cannot remember the question.
Okay.
Look, any word from Reese?
He's still walking.
He's what?
He's walking. He's walking around the neighborhood with a moquette. The team will be trying to decide how to announce the personnel changes and how much money to pay Dan Turner to not file in the morning.
What's a Roquette?
The dancers. He's dating a Roquette, a real one.
Is there anything that'll convince you it wasn't your fault?
Get together with Sloan and talk about a 90-second segment on income and voting preferences. Okay, Jane, we're coming to you.
If I can jump in, there's another point, and I don't think it gets nearly enough discussion.
Yeah, I have to cut you off there and throw to Jane Barrow in our panel in Washington.
Jane, the Republicans will control the House and the Democrats will control the Senate. $1 billion later, are we right back where we were?
That's the question I want to put to
our
panel, Will.
DC has to come. 5:30 back.
No.
No, what?
There's nothing that will convince me.
There is at least some good news coming out of Utah, where it looks like Senator Orrin Hatch will...
I just got an email with an attachment.
From me?
Yes. The attachment was an article about the effect of the debates on the election.
Yeah.
You know who wrote it?
Neil.
Nope.
I can explain.
The byline says I did.
He knew you were busy. Here's the thing.
What the hell is going on?
We need someone who doesn't work here to post an article that contains the information that Mackenzie was president of the Cambridge Union and not the Oxford Union,
so that Wikipedia wouldn't edit her page. You know, now that I'm saying it.
Not until just now.
What's the mood there?
What's the mood there?
I know.
Okay, well, I have to go. I'm starting to think in that they're going to lose Florida, and between you and me, he didn't write a concession speech.
Can I ask you something?
I really do have to go.
So do I, but... do I ever make you feel like you're dumb?
Seriously, honey, what's going on there?
I'm asking because I really like you and I don't want to blow it.
Well, first of all, you're not smart enough to make me feel like I'm dumb.
I was hoping you'd say that.
And I really like you too. You're not blowing it.
I knew there had to be a reason why I liked you so much. Because just physically, you're hard to look at. You're not so much homely as you are just weird looking. Jim. Yeah.
Maggie's just to tell you they're 93 votes apart now, and you'd know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The gender income gap starts at 50K. Men, 50K and above, are breaking for Romney. Women, 50 to 200K, were more likely to vote for the president, and it's the top 1% of female earners that went red. Now, here's where I'd like us to focus, because this is crucial.
I'm sorry, but they need you.
Wow.
They're calling Ohio.
We're on our way. You're back in 90 seconds. We'll pick this up after, okay?
I'll
get estimates from Boston.
Must have been standing by.
I don't see Sloan. Is that Sloan out there? We'll go without her. We're calling it. Get in the studio.
And that takes the president to 262. At that point, he has a lot of different roads. Colorado, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia in that scenario. Any one of those states would throw the president over the top. Getting Mitt Romney to 270 at this point seems very, very difficult. So the president's getting closer and closer to that magic number of 270. He's winning in the states he needs to win.
What I have can't be taught.
Get her in the chair.
I mean, it really started in the last hour when Florida started to slip away. We're hearing from very unhappy Republicans. But right now, we're going to Will McEvoy in New York, who's got a new projection. Will.
It's 11:14 in the East, and ACN is able to project that Barack Obama will be living in government housing for the next 4 years. President Obama has been reelected president of the United States, Ohio having just put him over the top. Once again, the ACN Decision Desk is calling Ohio and the White House for President Barack Obama. We're going to go live to Susanna Marquez and show you some images from Chicago where the celebration is underway.
Will, as you can see, the news has gone through this crowd and the celebration has begun.
How about binders full of women? Was the media response to binders full of women in rational proportion?
That's a perfectly good question.
Thanks. I was asking it to you.
And now he's losing.
Why'd you cut your hair?
I wanted a change. I'm not crazy about it either. The stylist kind of talked me into it. Maybe I'll get used to
there
it.
There wasn't a stylist. You cut it yourself. You cut off your hair and dyed it a different color. Lisa told me.
How would Lisa know?
How did you not tell her what happened in Africa?
Did you?
No.
Don't.
How did you not tell your best friend? It's been a year.
And it's been a year since we were friends. He's losing by 17 votes with 8,000 votes uncounted.
Why did you cut your hair?
He'd never seen blonde hair before. While I was reading to him, he was playing with my hair. So I cut my hair.
How'd it work?
It didn't.
Right.
Trying to find out where the uncounted votes are, but even if
listen,
I do that,
listen. For a second, you went back into the building. You went back in there. You and Gary. You pulled him out from under the bed. You weren't going with him.
Safer under the bed.
Bullshit, Maggie. You pulled him out, and you carried him on your back to the bus. What was your crime? You turned around when you heard Gary fall down.
There's a difference between being tough and wanting to be. You and Mac are tough. John's tough. I want to be.
You are.
You know when I first noticed you?
When I ran into the room and got tackled by Mac's luggage.
Did you know?
No, it was funny, but I didn't notice you until later. There was a beep. It was an iNews alert, but it was yellow.
Got a news alert.
Nobody was paying attention to it.
It was yellow.
But you clicked on it anyway. Couldn't help yourself.
You ran back into the building.
He's dead and I'm alive.
That's what I'd keep in mind.
It's after midnight now, and I feel like I can ask a question.
Sure.
I meant to Will.
Yes.
Who did you vote for today?
You know I'm not answering that.
Well, I thought you might, because you revealed your party affiliation on the air last year.
I did. I identified myself as a Republican because I thought it was fair to give the viewer, given the commentary I was delivering.
A commentary that ended with you calling the Tea Party the American Taliban.
Yes.
And in the body of the commentary, it was a blistering indictment of Republicans.
Exactly the opposite. It was a blistering indictment of people who aren't Republicans.
Well, who's to say who is and isn't?
That night, I did.
I want to remind you, you asked me to pursue this area.
I understand.
And I'm wondering, with all respect, do you call yourself a Republican so you can make a claim to credibility when you attack the GOP?
No, I call myself a Republican because I am one. I believe in market solutions, and I believe in common sense realities and the necessity to defend ourselves against a dangerous world, and that's about it. Problem is now I have to be homophobic. I have to count the number of times people go to church. I have to deny facts and think scientific research is a long con. I have to think poor people are getting a sweet ride, and I have to have such a stunning inferiority complex that I fear education and intellect in the 21st century. But most of all, the biggest new requirement, really, the only requirement, is that I have to hate Democrats. And I have to hate Chris Christie for not spitting on the president when he got off Air Force One. The two-party system is crucial to the whole operation. There's honor in being the loyal opposition, and I'm a Republican for the same reasons you are. So I hope your voice gets louder in the next 4 years.
Well, I don't like losing. So, count on it.
You know, just jumping on top of that idea.
I'm sorry, Sloan. We're going to go to Jane Barrow in Washington for an update on some West Coast House races. Plenty more coverage coming tonight. Jane?
And clear.
Are you doing it on purpose now?
No, it's just working out unbelievably well.
You ever read Jedediah Purdy for Common Things?
No.
He talks about cynical times. People having terminal irony with a studied refusal to hope or care openly. Does that sound like us?
No.
No. Have you asked yourself tonight why we never reported the Petraeus story?
The Petraeus.
Remember, David Petraeus is resigning on Thursday. We didn't report it.
That's funny. I forgot.
Yeah. It's because we never made the trade. The decision was that the other story had information voters needed, and the Petraeus story didn't. Not that many voters. It would have affected maybe a few thousand tops in one district, one seat, as opposed to breaking 2 days early what would be a giant story, breaking it in front of an election night audience. And the decision to decline the trade was made instantly and unanimously. Don pushed back reflexively, but he came around in 7 seconds. Don. We've come a long way. I'm not resigning. And neither are you. What? Are we out of our fucking minds? Santana doctored the tape. That's what happened. Well, we know the truth, and the mob doesn't. When did we decide it was an institutional failure? We waited 11 months. We know people who would have gone after the second red team meeting, or even the first. You agree with what I'm saying?
I believe, except for the things we did wrong, we did everything right, and I can't live with Mac taking the blame for...
We'll get the audience trust back. Like Leona said, we're going to overcome the terminal irony. And the laundry list of embarrassing things in the complaint, I got to tell you, I'm not embarrassed. The Zimmerman take, Jim going to New Hampshire, Sloan punching a guy at arbitrage, I actually like that one. I can't tell what you're thinking. Well, it's gotten strange now. Are you able to hear me speaking?
She, except for the things she did wrong, she did everything right, too. The rest was me.
I'm lost.
Yes. We're going to do the things you just said. Or the reasons you just gave.
I missed parts of what you were saying at the
end, but that's just going to have to be. I'll be right back.
Yes!
Way to go.
You know, I'm definitely resigning.
Mackenzie is?
I think she's in the hair and makeup room.
She's not.
You look in her office?
So no, no one knows where she is?
We're back in 7 minutes, so she's gonna turn up.
Have you seen Mac?
I haven't, but I have facts about the Great Lakes region.
Right this moment is the least I've ever cared about the Great Lakes region.
Has anyone seen Mac?
I'm right here.
Okay, I didn't... Could you come here away from the camera? Okay, there's a story.
What?
There's a story about a little kid who keeps shredding paper, and his parents take him to all kinds of doctors to get him to stop shredding paper, and finally they take him to the most expensive doctor in the world. He turns to the kid and he says, "Kid, if you stop shredding paper, your parents will stop dragging you to doctors." And the kid turns to his parents and says, "Why didn't you just say so?" The point of the story is that the kid could make himself happy by just stopping. I think that's the point. I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out. But I didn't return it. Because I'm in love with you. And because of, will you marry me?
Wait.
I said, will you marry me? And before that, I said, I'm in love with you. That's what I'm getting at. That's the, I feel like I can do this so much better if I can have a
second. What the fuck is happening right now?
If I don't ever want to not be, no. I love you. I'm going to go back to that. And will you marry me? And let me just say, I really think you should. I think you should say yes. But no matter what you say, there's no chance I am ever going to hurt you again. And no matter what you say, I'm going to be in love with you for the rest of my life. There's no way out of that. That's just a physical law of the universe. You own me. No matter what you say,
yeah.
I will never stop.
Yes, I'm saying yes.
You're saying yes.
Yes.
Thank God.
Took you long enough.
Seriously? That's the truth.
Stop it. Mother was a Rockette.
That's right, and her mother, too.
Third generation Rockette?
Yes.
How great is that?
And if you were to have a daughter,
Crazy
which would be my granddaughter, would it be important to you that she also be a Rockette?
I don't think important, but
okay,
if you...
Good.
Charlie!
Because over here you have a Harvard MBA, over here you have a line of synchronized nutcrackers, and...
Charlie.
Please. Leona. Rebecca.
I'm sorry, I don't know
Jackie,
who you...
Jackie, I'm here with Reese.
Third generation Rockette. That's how we roll.
I've studied the findings of the report, and I've consulted with counsel, and I've reached the conclusion that the news division handled Genoa as well as I'd want it handled. Furthermore, this company will give Dantana money when a federal judge orders us to do so. And furthermore, after that, I don't take my instructions from a petition. If you read Jedediah Purdy's excellent book for Common Things, it says...
email everybody excerpts?
Yep.
I'm not accepting your resignations.
We're not resigning.
That's fine, but I'm surprising you by taking the high road, and I'm not accepting your resignation.
We're not offering them.
This isn't about the bottom line. This is a bad business decision, but it's a good decision. I'm doing the right thing.
There's no right thing to do. I've already made the decision that we're staying.
The wrong thing to do would be to accept your resignation.
That's not an option, because we're not offering them.
You two about done?
History should reflect that I acted admirably.
There's really no way of knowing that.
Is it possible the greater glory belongs to me?
You're all idiots. Not you, you're sweet.
Everyone, listen up for just a second. Let's just take a second. First of all, no one's resigning, and the only reason you need is because I said so. Also, I think we're just starting to get the hang of this. More important, I would like to introduce the future. Mrs. McKenzie, Morgan, McHale, that's not going to work.
What?
Wake him up.
I said he's office of draft statement.
Start identifying who our friends are.
That shouldn't take long.
Cure your problems. You're lucky I'm around.